welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia and I have been talking about Portland, Maine, and our trip to Portland a couple of weeks ago, Olivia. We had such a great time. We had to come back and share it with everyone.
Of course we did. It was a fun trip. Also, easier trip than you might think.
But I like to also stay local. And there's some great things going on locally that I think in this segment we should talk about, because one of my most favorite events is coming up really, really soon. And that is the Bronze Land Film Festival. And it's all about all of these filmmakers, all of these independent filmmakers that are doing great things. And this provides a great opportunity for them to be recognized and also for us to go and see their work. So I'm not going to try and tell all the details, because I want to bring on the founder and the executive producer of the Bronze Land Festival, and that is Miss Kathleen Bertrand, who's also a good friend. I have to be completely transparent here. She's also a very good friend of mine. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, you know, I saw you the other night, and you guys were making the announcement for all of the nominees for our upcoming awards as part of the film festival. But why don't we just start at the beginning to just let people know exactly what the Bronze Film Festival is, in case somehow they've been living on a rock and they don't know what it's all about. So if you could just give us a little bit of information about that.
Certainly. Bronze Lens Film Festival is experiencing its ninth festival year this year. So for the past 9 years, we have been a platform for people of color around the world to show their films and tell their stories. We also provide opportunities for filmmakers to network with other persons that are in their industry, possibly meet new crew for their next venture. And we provide lots of educational opportunities, helping filmmakers be better at what they do.
Well, it really sounds like then it's more than just a film festival. So do you have workshops where people can actually go and learn things? You mentioned networking, but what about workshops? Are there workshops that are offered?
Yes, several workshops and panels. And you took the words out of my mouth. We say we're more than a film festival. We're an experience. And truly, from the time that people arrive on Wednesday, we have screenings on Wednesday evening. And then Thursday, there are screenings all day. But at the same time, we have three different legal panels so that a filmmaker knows really what to do in this world of this new digital world, as well as everything else they've always done. You've got to protect your assets, and they'll be talking about all those kinds of things so that you don't get so far and you're legally entangled and don't know how to get out. So we'll be providing some guidelines for that. We have a panel called The Status of Production in Georgia, which is always very good because you really get a chance to see how film has impacted the state as a whole and the various communities and cities in between that, and how you can be a part of it. I think it's very vital information, and it's all in one room at one time. That's on Friday. We have our Women Superstars Luncheon that we do each year, where we've honored magnificent women for their contributions in front of and behind the lens. And we've been doing this for, as I said, the past 9 years. We've honored some 45 women over the years, many of whom you know, like Ava DuVernay,
yes,
or Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who was the president of the Oscars, or Lynn Whitfield and Cheryl Lee Ralph, just so many women. Last year, we honored Queen Latifah. This year, we're honoring Ayoka Chenzira, who is a resident right here in Atlanta, but world known as a great director and animator. We're honoring Samantha Vincent, who's a producer of Fast and Furious. Didn't know that was a woman back there, did you?
No, I didn't.
And we're also honoring Tina Lifford, who many of you, your listeners may know as Aunt Vi from Queen Sugar.
I love Queen
Sugar. So those
Sugar.
Are our honorees for the Superstars Luncheon. There are workshops all day Saturday. We've got one new panel called Killer Creativity, and we are kind of focusing on this new generation of young filmmakers that are making great waves in the film world, and we want them to talk about their journey. Saturday evening, we have the Bronze Lens Awards, where we award the best of in all of the various categories, whether it's a short film or feature or documentary. Sunday, we kick off the morning with our Sunday brunch for Brunch with the Brothers. And this is our third year doing that. And we have a lot of fun because we look at the world through the perspective of men and what they have to deal with individually. And great lessons we've had through that program. Last year we had Lamon Rucker and Keith David, both of Greenleaf. We had Omar Dorsey and Timon Durrett of Queen Sugar. Wow. We had E. Roger Mitchell. Oh, it was awesome. And so that program takes place on Sunday morning. Then Sunday afternoon, we've got more screenings. It's Cinema and Social Justice Sunday. And we have specifically named that and claimed that because when you're trying to be distinctive as a film festival, we needed something that was special about our destination. Mm-hmm. And we've always felt that Atlanta's great history and civil rights was something that we should also hang our hat on as it relates to film, because there are great films out there that talk about social justice, political justice, all of the areas that are so even prevalent now. But we've been doing this for 9 years. So we're very excited about that. Our closing film Sunday night is a new film called Canal Street.
Wow.
It stars Brashear Gray and Michael T. Williamson and Mekhi Phifer, who are all names, top billed names that people know, and we're very excited to have that.
This is Travel Bags with Anita and friends, and I'm talking with Kathleen Bertrand, the founder and executive producer of the Bronze Film Festival. So, Kathleen, give us the exact date so we can put that on our calendar and make sure that we block everything else off and just have that on.
Yes,
there.
Thank you. Gladly. Our dates are August 22nd through August 26th. And you can get more information about us at bronzelens.com. Many of our activities are open to the public at no charge because, again, that was part of our goal from the beginning, was to involve our community. So on Wednesday evening and Thursday, we show nothing but short films, and it might be maybe 30 or 40 films that we'll show over the course of that time period. That's at no charge, thanks to the sponsorship of BET Networks. Then on Saturday, we have Family Day, and Family Day will take place at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. And what's great about Family Day is not only will there be interactive activities for the children, we'll show a screening of a film called The Water Princess. And then we'll have a conversation with two very young persons that are in the business. One is an animator. Her name is Maya Penn. And the other is an actor. Her name is Priya Ferguson. And she is now on this show. Is it not Nicer Things? It's going to come to me in just a moment, the name of her show. But this young lady has been in films at Bronze Lens in previous years. And now she is on a Netflix television show as a regular. Her name is Priya Ferguson. And we're so excited about that. So
that
for the kids, you know, it's great to see that, okay, you can do this and succeed. And so that's Family Day. And then the screenings that I mentioned relating to Cinema and Social Justice Sunday are at no charge to the public. And that also takes place at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. So we've got a ton of film that the public can come out to see. You just have to register. It's a free ticket, but you just have to register at our website at bronzelens.com.
And I know the full schedule is there because there's so many things. And I really encourage people to go to the website, stroll through it, see what are the things that you want to go and see, and go ahead and get registered for those. Because I'm sure there's also a bit of a limit to it as well. Everybody's going to come, so you want to be you want to be there first on that website getting registered.
That's right. That's right. Well, Family Day on Saturday seems to be very popular right now, and registration begins at 12:30.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, there's an animation workshop, and then we're going to screen a movie, and then we'll talk with the two young ladies that are very involved in the industry. And they are such inspiration, cute as a button, and I'm really just looking forward to them being on the stage, so to speak.
Well, you know what? The Bronze Lens Festival is such an inspiration. And Kathleen, thank you so much for being on the show with us and sharing all of this with everyone. I think that, hey, your website's probably going to get overloaded because people are going to be going there trying to sign up. So thank you so
Come
much
on.
For joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anita. And best of luck to you and everything you do with your travel bags. I've, following you on social media, and you're everywhere. So I thank you for just kind of stopping by Atlanta with Bronze Lens. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very kind of you to say that. You know, I'm out there trying to see and do as much as I can and bring it back.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate you.
Now, this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friz. Thank you guys for joining us today. Remember to check out that podcast at travelbagswithanita.com. We'll be back next time with more great destinations and travel tips and things for you to do. Bye-bye.